Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado today. My name is Scott Whatley. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Now, the last few weeks, you've heard our next guest on, but our time is getting near, so I wanted to bring on Brad Dreyer once again with the Friends of the NRA. Our banquet is coming up in just a little bit over a week, October the 8th in Longmont. And again, this is the statewide banquet for Friends of the NRA. It's going to be located in Longmont. So with that, we'll bring Brad on. Brad, how are you doing, sir?
Doing great, Scott. Thanks for having us on today.
Man, I tell you, you know, when you look at all the planning that goes into things, and we do things with other groups, Ducks Unlimited, Pheasant Forever, Rocky Mountain Elk, and a banquet 6 months, 8 months off, and then it's 90 days off, and then all of a sudden you look, man, I'm down to the last week almost. It gets here before you know it.
It really does, that's for sure. Creeps up on you, and all of a sudden it's there.
Absolutely. Again, this is the statewide. This is the big one, the statewide banquet for Friends of the NRA, Saturday, October 8th. Start at 5 p.m. It's going to be at the Longmont Moose Lodge at 2200 Pratt Street in Longmont. And again, Brad, you can contact 720-232-7601, 720-232-7601. And so kind of give us an update of where you are with tickets. Can people still get tickets to come to the event? And let's just kind of give everybody an update.
Yeah, Scott, we've got about 100 tickets left or so for the event. We're expecting to sell out still. Sell out's about 400. We're getting pretty darn close to that. So I say we've got about 100 left. It's just last week. It's always the people that procrastinate. I know how that goes.
Yep.
I think we all do it, but it's just last week where we sell out. Unfortunately, we always have a few people that want to come that can't because we're sold out. So anybody that's waiting out there, I wouldn't wait any longer. I would definitely call me directly or go on our online to our website. It's www.friendsofnra.org. You click on Find an Event, click on Colorado. This is the event is October 8th. It's the one to come to.
Absolutely.
So we definitely will sell out on this one. It's a matter of just getting your tickets before there's no more left to get.
Right, right.
You can also call me directly at the number you just gave, 720-232-7601. It's basically the banquet of all banquets, the way I look at it. You know, it's kind of encompasses everything we've done through the year throughout the state of Colorado, and it's our big one. We give away almost twice the amount of guns at this banquet than any other banquet.
No, I was
so it's just it's a good time to fundraise, yeah. Good time to win some guns.
Absolutely, man. I was looking online, man. I mean, a ton of guns. And I think the other day when you were on, we were talking like, you know, it was over 120, I know, wasn't it?
It is, yep.
Yeah. Wow.
And the other cool thing about this, Scott, is we do have the ability, if somebody wants to come just by themselves, that's okay. If somebody wants to bring a wife or a spouse, or if a young lady wants to bring a guy, by all means, you know, it's there's no push. You don't have to be an NRA member to come. You know, it's, we welcome everyone to come. The other cool thing is if you want to come with a group of friends and you want to get a table, and you've seen our table packages online, but you don't want to get a gun and spend that much on a table, you can actually buy 8 seats and we'll reserve a table for you.
Oh, okay.
So there's no push to hurry in. We'll actually put a name on the table and it'll be saved for you when you buy 8 tickets. We call it just our reserve table, so we can do that also.
Wow, well, that's a great deal. And you know, we'd love to have you come, of course, but, you know, I'm telling you, if you can't make it, maybe just make a donation to them and, you know, buy a ticket, give them away, and get somebody to come and fill your seat for you. And maybe you're a business out there. Boy, this is a great reward deal for maybe a group of salespeople or just some of your team on there. And, again, this is the best banquet, really, you know, I know of in the state for, you know, Friends of the NRA. And, again, this is a statewide one. And, once again, it's going to be located in Longmont at the Longmont Moose Lodge, Saturday, October the 8th. Doors open at 5, and a great dinner and all of that. And I know Suzanne, our auctioneer, is going to be there too. Talk about some of the things maybe we'll be auctioning off.
Absolutely. We've got some cool stuff. We're actually going to have a – I can't give too much away because that's part of our draw.
Sure, sure.
Auction, but we've got a custom-made bar that will be there with seats and everything. It should be pretty slick. Cabela's has donated a nice hunting package. Tent, cot, sleeping bags, all the jazz there. So hunting season's right around the corner. Here's the tent set up for you for two people. So some cool things there. Even looking at getting a four-legged friend there.
Wow.
So if you're looking for a new family pet, we'll have one there on the live auction for you.
Yeah, man, those are always
a great time.
Those are always awesome, too. Boy, I mean, they're just
definitely
usually cute, cute puppies there. Brad Drowers, I guess. Again, Brad heads up this area for the Friends of the NRA. And again, reach him directly at 720-232-7601. Now, again, this is the big one we want to tell you about. But if you're listening and you're in other areas of the state and you can't make this one, there is one coming up Saturday, October 1st. So that is today, and that's at 5:30 p.m., and that one is in Craig, Colorado. And if you're interested in that one, I don't know about their ticket sales, but you could call a gentleman by the name of Wayne Gerber, and his number is 970-629-2305. Wayne Gerber, and that's for the one in Craig. And then there's going to be one Saturday, October the 15th, and that's the Southeast Colorado Friends of the NRA. That's going to be out in Lamar at the Elks Club. And a gentleman you can contact there is Dennis Ring. And Dennis's number is 719-523-6937. 719-523-6937. And Brad, I know you talked about the last couple times you were on, you know, this is kind of different. You can come and not be a member of the NRA. So to explain kind of the difference between, you know, what the NRA is and then what Friends of the NRA is.
Absolutely, Scott. Yeah, so the Friends of NRA is still the NRA. It's just different. The Friends of NRA is our nonprofit, non-political side of NRA. So all the money we raise does go back to help the shooting sports, whether it be like a 4-H group, Boy Scouts, Women on Target, Eddie Eagle. And it's going to help range improvements on, you know, local range in your area or throughout the state. It's just the money goes back to the shooting sports, which is outstanding. It's also our non-political side. So obviously with the time that it is this year and things are heating up,
This
is the one event you can go to and not feel pressured to say, hey, this is who I'm voting for. This is my beliefs. You know, obviously I think a lot of people are like-minded that come to this, but
sure. There's
zero political talk. There's zero political push. That's the one thing we kind of let go of when it comes to the banquets and the Friends of NRA. It's just non-political, non-profit.
Right.
So that's the great side of it.
And I'm telling you, this is really a great event for the whole family. I mean, I've seen, you know, people bring their kids and all, but I mean, it really is a great night, a great first-class dinner, and, you know, everything that goes on there. I mean, it's just a great family event.
Absolutely.
And, got to get our kids involved in all this, you know, and we talk about the outdoors, and that's one of the missions of Sportsman Colorado is to continue that heritage out there, and whether it be, you know, hunting, fishing, camping, just getting them outdoors is a great, great thing. Again, Brad Drowers, our guest. You can call Brad for tickets and for more information. Maybe your corporate company deal and you want to buy a corporate table, or as he said, maybe you just want to come by yourself, want to get a ticket. You can go to friendsofthenra.org and click on events there. I believe when I went on there today, I just kind of clicked on Colorado and it took me right to the page too. So that works out great.
It'll take you right to it and you can pick your banquet.
Yep. And again, this will be at the Longmont Moose Lodge at 2200 Pratt Street in Longmont, Saturday, October the 8th. Doors open at 5. And again, great, great chance, of course, to fundraise. But I'm telling you, you got an excellent chance if you buy you some raffle tickets to walk away with a firearm, too, because a ton of guns. I don't know of any other banquet that's given away this many guns with raffles and all the different things that they have, so they'll be able to help you out. So, Brad, I tell you what, man, we appreciate it, and thanks for being with us, and we look forward, and thank you for letting us MC it for you, and we look forward to partnering with you more on these, and appreciate all you're doing there. I know it's a lot of work, and I know your team probably didn't get a lot of the thanks and feeling it, but I'm telling you, I know these banquets are a lot of work out there, so thank you guys and your team for what you're doing.
Not a problem, Scott. Can't wait to see you and have you there hosting and MCing for us.
All right, and I'll be in touch soon. That's Brad Drowers, Friends of the NRA, Saturday, October the 8th. Again, go to the website, friendsofthenra.org. You can click on Colorado there, go to events, find more information. But if you want to get some tickets and you want to, you know, buy some of these raffle tickets, I'm telling you, call Brad today, 720-232-7601, 720-232-7601. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Steve Dace, 7 to 10 weeknights on KLZ 560 AM and 100.7 FM.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley along with Kevin Flesh. Let's go to the phones now real quick and catch our good buddy Dan Johnson over at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. They sponsor our show, and we could not even do the show without them, so we sure appreciate that. Dan, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How is everybody?
We're doing great, man. We're doing great. Looking out the window here from our towers at KLZ toward the mountains, looks like a beautiful day out there.
Perfect out there.
Looks like a perfect day to buy a car.
It's a perfect day to buy a car, but unfortunately, it's too nice, I think.
People are out using those new trucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got a deal. I just got all new October 1st, got all new incentives. Trucks again, trucks. Boy, the deals couldn't get any better. You just heard the commercial, $10,000 off. Gosh, I think I can do better than that, $11,500 on wow. Some of the trucks. It's really good.
Man, don't say that, Dan. I'll have to come over there and see.
I know.
Well, I tell you what.
Get you one here soon.
I know. And, you know, I was recently on a trip back in Kansas and met a couple of friends there. And they, of course, know of our relationship with you. And they said, boy, I think I'm ready. And I said, give Dan a call. He'll take care of you. And both of them have called me, and one of them is coming here Tuesday to pick up a new Silverado, and the other one's coming about 10 days later to pick up a vehicle from you, and from El Dorado, Kansas, and Shawnee, Kansas. So, boy, I tell you, it's got to show. If people drive that far, Kevin,
yep.
to come get a deal, and they said they cannot get near the same deal that they can get from their, quote, neighborhood dealer.
Right.
And they said, Dan makes it so easy. They pull in, boom, drive off, and it's good to go. So, man, that's awesome.
Just sold a one-ton to a guy from Wyoming today. Same deal. You know, they just, you know, I don't know what it is out there, but, you know, if everybody's fair,
yep.
you know, it's not that hard.
Boy, it's really, really not. And, man, you know, being out there day before yesterday, man, you got a great selection of pre-owned vehicles as well.
I do. I have probably 170 pre-owned vehicles.
Oh, geez.
That happened all of a sudden. So, you know, we'll blow those out, too. If anybody's looking, you can check us out, LynnLyleChevy.com on the website. If you see anything you like, you know, we put the price on there to be competitive. But, you know, give me a call, and I'll sweeten it up.
And, you know, Dan, a lot of times, too, I mean, boy, take the economy over the last few years. Some people have gotten into some different issues with credit, different things like that. And I brought you a few where, boy, they needed some help there in the financing end, and you've been able to help them. So, again, we can't say, hey, 1,000%, we can get everybody. But you know what? If you've had some blips on there, at least give you a chance at it because you got a lot of great financing options.
Oh, we do. You know, when you give banks several, I don't even know how many millions, you know, every month we give these banks, that's, gives you a little borrowing leverage, and you can ask for favors here and there, and they do it, you know. So, you know, I'll give us a shot. Like you said, I can't get everybody, but, you know, I'll bet you I can get 95% of the people along.
Sure, absolutely. Again, to Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, located at 14500 East Colfax. And their tagline is absolutely true, drive east and pay the least, and really can handle everything there. Of course, a great service shop. They've got the body shop, which both Kevin and I have donated to.
Frequented.
Exactly.
And but again, great body shop and all. And, you know, here coming up, boy, the snow is going to start flying and SUVs. What can someone, you know, if they just say, hey, I'm just thinking about getting a good SUV, what are you going to be looking at for a nice, you know, SUV there?
Well, we got new Chevys, you know, of course, all the four-wheel drive trucks, you know, Suburban Tahoes, but midsize, the Equinox, very affordable, super nice. Traverse, which is 7-8 passenger, very affordable. It's a crossover. So we got lots of four-wheel drive stuff. And you mentioned our service department, and it is winter is coming. And, I mean, if you just come in for an oil change, we do a free multi-point inspection. We'll check out 21 points, you know, brakes, batteries, you know, just get ready for winter, and it's free.
Right.
You know, and an oil change isn't that much. So, you know, so just get it checked out. We'll be happy to do that for free for you and get you ready for winter.
Well, good deal. Well, Dan, hey, we appreciate it. And thanks again for supporting our show. And we'll try to get you some more customers over there.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks, bud. You too. That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Their number is 303-344-3100, located at 14500 East Colfax. And seriously, and, you know, Kevin, I mean, you've met Dan and business over there. Just great, great people.
Yeah, and I actually had a neighbor that had an issue with a vehicle that another Buick dealership in town was giving them a hard time about. It was a weird situation, and the Buick dealership was essentially saying that they were the cause of the problem. It was a significant engine problem, and they wanted to get a second opinion. And I told them to go over to Len Lyle, and Len Lyle took care of it. And it was still under warranty. They didn't have the same sort of issues that they were having at this other shop, and so they couldn't have been happier. So that's the sort of, I mean, they're just good people.
Yep.
I mean, that's the bottom line. Dan is as genuine as they come.
Sure.
He doesn't play games. So he gives you a good deal on a car, and then they service him really well. And you know, we've had body shop stuff done and other service issues, and always come away really happy with them.
Absolutely. So again, we thank all of our sponsors, but Dan Johnston been with us ever since we started, and we sure appreciate him. Well, Kevin, you just got back from fishing excursion.
Tell us
about that.
I did, very much so. So I went for a week up to Ontario. So if anyone's out there listening that's got a hankering to go catch a ton of walleyes and do it on your own, this was a self-guided fishing trip that I've done. This is probably the 11th or 12th time I've gone to the same spot, but there was about a decade that my dad and I would go for a week with a group of guys from Wisconsin and Minnesota, and then it's been about 12 years that we haven't gone, and then this year my dad decided that he's getting to an age where he thought this might be the last time that he'd be able to do it. So we went up this fall and left about 10 days ago, flew from here to International Falls. Stayed overnight at International Falls. And again, if any of our listeners are interested in fishing the Rainy Lake area or anywhere around International Falls, I stayed at Timber Lodge, just outside of International Falls, and just a super facility, and they've got boats that you can rent. And anyway, I flew from here to International Falls. It's easy. You go through Minneapolis. And I was actually being picked up the next day around noon. With the guys from Wisconsin that I was meeting up with. And so I rented a boat for a half a day, got out, caught some walleyes while I was waiting for them, caught a few northerns on a lake that I had never been on.
Wow.
They gave me a little bit of help and giving me some spots. And, of course, the night before I was hanging out at the bar trying to find out what the local knowledge was. So that all worked out pretty well. And then the next day we drove up. It's about 4 hours north of International Falls, Minnesota. You go through the border there at Fort Francis, and then we stayed at an outpost cabin outside of Sioux Lookout, Ontario. And the fishery was, so we were on Lake Lac Seul, and Lake Lac Seul, anybody that does any walleye fishing on a regular basis has heard of Lac Seul. It's a huge impoundment, essentially, just gorgeous up in the Glacial Shield area. And it's, you know, the lake itself is probably close to 100 miles long and 40 or 50 miles wide, but it's all these, you know, bays and islands. And I think I sent you a picture of some of the stuff. And it's just an incredible fishery. And so Ontario has done a really good job over the last few years of putting in a slot limit. So you keep, right now you can keep four fish, three of which can be under the slot. And the slot is essentially 18 to 21 inches. So you generally, for shore lunches and that sort of thing, on a daily basis, we'd keep three fish just under 17 or 18 inches, and then one over. You can keep one over. And for the week, you know, we caught numerous fish in the slot, 18 to 21 inches. Those are nice four-pound walleyes. I mean, just fun fish to catch. And then that the area that we fish certainly has the potential of catching. Generally, each year we'll catch a few fish in the 27 to 30 inch range, which is, you know, an 8 to 12 pound fish, which for a walleye is really, really trophy quality fishing. So, and it's just a beautiful area to hang out in. And so we flew. So what happens is we took a float plane from the main lodge, about a 25 minute flight to our outpost cabin. They drop you off there with all of your food, and they've got boats and everything there. And then they come back 5 days later, 6 days later to pick you up.
Wow.
So, yeah. So you're out.
Be ready to fish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the fun part is you're on your own schedule and you do your own thing and you fish when you want. And we had a couple of days of sort of windy and wet weather, but still it's even fun then to get out because the fishing is just so good. You find places out of the wind, or you figure out, we found some spots that were interesting where the fish had stacked up because the wind was creating current along some of these edges, and so we'd fish the edge just out of the wind, and we had a couple of really good days fishing in really bad weather. And most of the fishing up there this time of year is back trolling. So you've got, it's really simple, right? It's like what we did up in Alaska. It's bottom bouncing jigs with a minnow, and you're just keeping your line vertical, and you're feeling the bottom and waiting for fish to hit. And we had 100 fish days this when we were up there this last time.
Wow.
I mean, just really good periods where they were on the bite. Caught some big northerns just a great time. So if somebody's looking for a trip like that, look at Anderson's Lodge website, the outpost. We're at Tuck Bay. Just a really cool experience, especially if you're one of those guys that kind of knows how to walleye fish. And Anderson's is really good about giving you certain spots to look around, but there's so many fish that you basically find a point and a good drop off this time of year, especially, and put a jig out there. And in fact, so one of the days the wind was really bad, and my dad and I were having some trouble getting actually the boat docked on the dock. And so he had a cane that he put out. It had a little hook on it, and he thought he'd be able to hold the boat, and he wasn't able to hold the boat, and he lost his cane into the water. So the next day, when it had calmed down, I was actually jigging with just a jig, with a lead head jig, nothing on it, and a hook, just bottom bouncing, trying to get to that cane to see if I could get it, because it was in about 10, 12 feet of water right off the dock.
Hmm.
And I hooked a walleye right off the dock with no bait or anything else on it.
That'll work.
Yeah. So that's sort of what the fishing was like. It was somewhat unusual, but it can happen.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to do a whole lot, and they're
there.
You were
out this morning here.
I was out this morning here fishing. I wasn't doing as much catching, but I was out at Cherry Creek this morning. What a beautiful morning to be out on the water.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll talk to Austin Parr to see how.
Yeah, we got Austin coming up a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully we'll find out how he did. But the bite on Cherry Creek was a little slow this morning. I did have some nice hits, jigging spoons, so big pieces of metal. And that's sort of the idea, right, this time of year with the shad population potentially dying off. Those walleyes are after those shad. So.
Well, cool.
Yeah, it was really a spectacular.
And again, yes, Kevin mentioned Alaska. If you did not hear about our trip, we went to Yes Bay Lodge back in July.
It's July already.
July,
yeah.
Yeah, it was. And boy, I tell you, just a great, great time. If you go to our new, and by the way, check out our new website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, but you'll see a nice big banner there for Yes Bay Lodge and their 2017 package that they have set for us. And if you're interested in that, we would love to talk with you about that. Again, just a great time over in Ketchikan, Alaska. And hopefully we can do that again next year. But they'll be here in January for the International Sportsman's Expo. And, of course, we will be there, and we'll be talking about that International Sportsman's Expo more coming up over the next several weeks. But hopefully you can make your plans to be there for that. I have a pair of actually, we're going to do this. I put a deal on our Facebook page because I was at the Rockies game last night, and one of my friends actually had some extra tickets and gave me some tickets. And so I put a deal on our Facebook page, and our winner from our Facebook page is Justin Diss. And Justin has won 4 tickets. And then I have another set of 4 tickets to give away for tonight's Rockies game. And these are absolutely free of charge. Great seats. They're club level, section 226, so on the first base side, right over first base. And these are awesome, awesome seats. And I got 4 tickets, and we'll just take the first caller. You can give Mindy your information, and then I will get in touch with you right after the show at 2 o'clock, and we'll figure out how to get the tickets to you. And but again, they won last night. Good game. And and a fireworks show last night.
The
fireworks show is not tonight, but again, a great night. But I certainly want these tickets to go to you, so absolutely free of charge. Congratulations to Justin for winning his set of 4, and we will get in touch with them as well. But if you'd like to go to the Rockies game tonight, tomorrow's the last game, folks. So unless you've already got tickets for that, this is your last chance to see this year's Colorado Rockies, and hopefully they'll come back new and improved next year.
Yes.
They need to. So 303-477-5600. 4 tickets to tonight's Rockies game in club level, absolutely free of charge to you. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jim Arnold from Waterfowl Haven Outfitters and see how the geese were flying this morning. And then a little bit later in the show, Austin Parr from Discount Tackle is going to be checking in with us and see how the fish are biting for him out today, wherever he is on the water. So, again, check out our new website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, and love your input on there. We've got a bragging gallery there where we can post some photos. You can actually post your own photos right on there if you've got some animals you want to brag about. And then give us a like on Facebook and stay up with us on Facebook as well. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley along with Kevin Flesch. We'll be right back.
At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And because we know that your pet will have many different needs throughout its life, we offer complete pet care services every day, all at one location. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care, surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or toys, we are here for your pet 7 days a week. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we know that you want the very best for your pet, which is why you can count on us to provide top-notch care in everything we do. We are certified with the highest rankings by the American Animal Hospital Association and hold a gold star rating with the Better Business Bureau. You and your pet can visit us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more about us by visiting our website at lonetreevet.com or just give us a call at 303-708-8050.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesch for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorSports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms.
You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 67 in Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Back to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kevin Flesh. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's go to the phones now and talk to our good buddy Jim Arnold from Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. How you doing, Jim?
Jim seems to be
Jim,
shooting.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
There you go.
Get the music turned down here. There we go. How you doing, bud?
Doing good.
Well, man, he's already sent me a photo here, and I wish I was out this morning with you guys.
Yeah, boy, they're really, that early goose season opened up this morning. Had a couple groups of guys go out and did really, really well. And I'm actually just getting ready to pack the boat down here and pick up my afternoon crew of hunters and get after them again this afternoon. There's a lot of local birds this year. The hatches look good. Looks to be an awesome fall coming up here.
Wow, that's great. Again, our guest is Jim Arnold from Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. And you know, boy, this is, and Jim, you can probably say it better. There's a lot of competition in this field of waterfowl hunting, but once you go on a few hunts with a few different places, you quickly see all the work and preparation, and you can tell when you go with someone like yourself where, man, all the preparation and hard work that goes into the blinds and, you know, needless to say, being able to acquire the quality fields that you're hunting and all of that.
Yeah, boy, you hit the nail on the head there, Scott. It's really grown from being only two of us in the front range to now there's 20 or 30, and you definitely got that right. The guys that work hard all season to acquire property and acquire leases and put the time and the extra work in. I got a great crew of guys behind me, an awesome team in the office. We really try to perform for our clients and hit it out of the park, and, we've been doing it 17 years now, and it just keeps growing and growing, and we've been really blessed, and it's been a really good opportunity. We like to say that it shows, and we appreciate that, and hopefully it continues this season.
So, Jim, early season like this, how do you prepare, trying to figure out where the geese are going to be opening day or this first week, that sort of thing, and how they'll respond to pressure?
Sure. I've got seven guys that work for me. A lot of them have worked for me for several years, and they've been out in the field for the last 3 weeks just really down what times the birds are using certain pieces of water or fields. And last night, three or four of us were day before the season. We sat on fields all day and all night. We got there before the sun came up, and we left after dark, and we watched that field, so we knew exactly what time they were coming in there and what times they were leaving certain areas. And, we opted not to hunt this morning on one of our properties just because we have several hundred geese roosting in there. And so we let them just keep up with their routine and what they're doing, and they're coming back in there about 3:30, so we're just getting ready to back the boat down, and we're going to be all set up waiting for them, and hopefully have a birthday present for them when they come in there this evening.
Well, the picture this morning, it looked like you guys had definitely had your fair share of shooting. I mean, there were some pretty happy hunters and a lot of dead geese. So anything special this time of year that you're doing to get the geese to come in, or is it really that they just haven't been educated yet?
Yeah, there's a lot of geese in the area, and a lot of them are local birds. So a lot of them have PhDs, but they're also carrying a bunch of new ones with them, a bunch of young ones. It's their first time to go around the merry-go-round. So that definitely helps you out. Another thing that helps you out is it's the first day they haven't been hunting for 6-7 months. And, my guys, they really focus on finding cornfields where the birds are keyed in by everything going on, and you know, just really sitting back and scouting and doing their homework and doing their due diligence and making sure things happen.
You know, the other thing that I always like with hunting with your guides is that they don't, you know, you have plenty of opportunities generally during the day so that you're hunting and you're shooting those 2 and 3 packs or 4 packs where you're going to take the majority of those birds, hopefully, so you're not educating, you know, 100 birds when they're coming in. You know what I mean? In those big flocks.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a huge learning curve for a lot of guys. They don't realize, you know, most of the time if we have flocks of over 10 or 20 birds coming there, we won't shoot. We'll
right.
let them come in there and we'll leave them out. If you manage it to where you're only shooting in a bunch of the 10, 12 or less, you don't educate the whole bunch and your spots can last you through the whole season.
Yeah. It's a better hunt too, because it's fun to call them in. It's fun to see them set. That's really the shooting obviously is fun too, but there's nothing like geese coming into a set and coming in really close.
No, there's nothing like it in the world when you can trick those birds into 10 and 20 yards and your decoys in your face. There's nothing like it in the world.
So, Jim, talk about decoy setup a little bit and all the thought process that goes behind that, because, man, I know, you know, several times that we've been with you guys and been there to, you know, help you. Most time you guys just have everything ready to go, but sometimes we've got there a little early to help you guys set some things out. What's the strategy and all that? Because it can change every time you go out, right?
Absolutely. It's just like fly fishing. You got to match the hatch. So if you see the birds in little family groups all around in the field in 6, 8, 10s, then you match the hatch. If you see them in huge numbers and real tight bunches, you match the hatch. You put out several hundred decoys. It totally changes day to day. Wind conditions, sunlight conditions. They make a ton of great decoys now. You really can't go wrong in that, but, you know, you use floater decoys for the water and field decoys for the field, and use shell decoys when it's really, really cold, full-body decoys when it's more warm. When I mean full-body decoys, decoys are up off the ground.
Right.
So it really changes, and the more you do it, the more you learn about it.
Sure. So now, is there room in the hunt club for still people to join?
There is still a few spots. You know, we've been very, very lucky the last couple years here, you know, with the only online reservation system in the state. You get your pit or blind, that's your blind for the day. And we retained over 96% of our club members the last 2 years, but there is still a couple spots. If you call our office or email in at waterfowlhavenhuntclub.com to reserve that, we have 52 hunting locations for our club, and it's well-managed. It's all managed by professional guides and myself. And, you know, we had a great track record last year, 6,700 birds harvested for the club. And it looks to be better this year. We sucked up a bunch more leases. You know, we got most of the ground leased north of Denver within the 20 minutes of downtown Denver, and you can be hunting within 15 minutes of downtown to get an officer and still make it back to the office by lunchtime.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what's been great. I mean, Kevin, what you
I went
do
to court.
And what I do, yeah. And Kevin's an attorney for those that are listening to the show. He wasn't in court, okay? Yeah. Kevin is helping people. But,
yeah.
But Kevin, you had a court date.
Yeah.
You still got out, and we were able to on dove season,
yeah.
And Jim put us on some doves, and, man, had a blast.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we've even had some duck hunts where we've hunted early morning, and I've been able to change in the field into a suit and then downtown Denver by 10 o'clock. So.
Exactly. So check out the website, waterfowlhavenhuntclub.com. All the information is there. And, again, we've hunted with Jim numerous, numerous times. And, again, hunting is hunting. You can't, you know, guarantee everything. But I'm telling you, you will – there is nobody that works harder. And the guys that have been with us have said this. Nobody works harder when they're in the blind and calling and trying to get birds in for you. And, again, great opportunities for you and just a great, great time. And, you know, Jim and Kevin and I, we were talking about this for the show. Another thing that we like about, I mean, you know, is the safety aspect, because sometimes in clubs like this, you're hunting with people you really don't know. And, you know, all the different things that you guys go over with everybody for the hunt of how to shoot and different lanes of shooting and all the different things like that, because nobody needs an accident.
No, you know, that's a huge part of it, you know. And that's why we have the family, you know, the family motto. You hunt with people that you know and you trust. And, you know, that's why a bird or a goose or a duck or an elk or anything, it's not worth a human life. So we stress safety, get out there, have fun, enjoy it. We're having a great event out of Colorado Plains today with, you know, our club. We got 37 members out there shooting on teams and shooting and getting their guns fired up and tuned in for this upcoming waterfowl season. Duck season opens next Saturday in the Front Range, and looks to be a good one.
Well, Bud, we will be calling you and trying to see when we can get out with you. So we'll look forward to it. And, again, we'll get together and we'll try to set up some things here where we can get some frequent reports from you each week and all that. So, again, check out Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club. And if you're driving and, you know, need to get in touch with us through us to get to Jim, we can take care of that. So, Jim, we appreciate it, Bud.
Hey, thank you, guys. Take care. I look forward to seeing you, and God bless.
All right, thanks.
Same to you. That's Jim Arnold, Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club, 52. And, Kevin, like I say, it's great not to have to drive 4 hours somewhere to hunt.
Yeah, and he's got, you know, all of that land along the river, you know, north of town up towards Brighton and past Brighton. And that's just good quality duck hunting, especially this time of year. I mean, we've been up there several mornings where you just don't know what's going to come into that blind. Oh, I mean, we just got that golden eye done that Brad Haddocks did for me last year that we shot up there. And it's a neat experience. I mean, you're so close to town, yet it doesn't feel like it.
I know.
And good setup blinds and everything else, yeah.
You're listening to Sportsman from Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kevin Flesh. When we come back, we're going to talk a few minutes on some safety issues that Kevin wanted to hit just as an attorney and talk about some things like that. And then we're going to be talking with Austin Parr from Discount Fishing Tackle. We'll be right back. Place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Steve Dace, 7 to 10 weeknights on KLZ 560 AM and 100.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Sportsman of Colorado. We've lost Scott. He's gone. He's left me. He's given away tickets. So while Scott is away, we thought we'd talk a little bit about, since it is sort of the beginning of many of the hunting seasons in Colorado, and specifically some violations that I see in my practice that people forget to, just simple things that people forget that they have to do while out in the field. And many of you may know that Colorado instituted, you can wear blaze orange now and also hot pink, and I think Red isn't here today because he's out buying a bunch of hot pink gear, but the most important thing about wearing either the orange or the pink is the fact that you've got to have at least 5 inches or 500 inches of daylight fluorescent orange, including head covering of the same color. And, you know, there are companies that are selling these sort of camo patterns.
Yeah, and they're not legal.
They're not legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they and so make sure that when you do buy the orange gear that it's that it is at least 500 inches. And that's really a vest, and it's the orange hat.
Right.
And certainly that's that makes you legal. And, you know, it's really important. I mean, we've talked about it the last year or so with the incident on the Western Slope with the elk hunters, you know, where you have the muzzleloader and the archery seasons at the same time. The orange, it's going to save your life potentially.
Absolutely.
And so those are the things that you got to really watch out for. And we talk a lot about, in previous shows, about carrying loaded weapons in your vehicle. And I want people to remember that although you can carry a weapon in your vehicle, that it's not in a case. The rifles must not have ammunition in the chamber while in or around basically the motor vehicle itself. And so it's interesting, those riding in their, you know, their are not, I just lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
I want to call it a three-wheeler, but three-wheelers haven't been around forever.
Yeah, and your four-wheelers and things like that, yeah.
So those, they have to be in a closed case. But if you're in an actual motor vehicle, they can be out of a case, but just nothing in the chamber.
Right.
And I think that makes sense. I mean, you don't want to get into an accident and have a rifle go off in your, in your truck. And then you certainly can't shoot off the road, right? Red likes to say that he...
Yeah, I mean, both of us grew up in Texas, and we're like, man, that's the best place to shoot.
Right.
It's clear.
But in Colorado, you have to be at least 50 feet off the designated state or county road before you can shoot shoot off of it. And then I think once you do shoot an animal legally, you have to make sure you tag it properly, and you can't tag an animal that you haven't shot, right? I mean, there's no party hunting in the state.
Sure.
So.
And you know what you got to understand is these things can be very serious. You can lose not only your privilege to hunt in our state, but I believe there's a deal with 44 other states.
Right.
That you would not be able to hunt in.
Yeah, these compact states. Yeah. Now. Yep.
So just a complete bummer.
Right. Yeah, you got to stay away from it.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to the waters now and talk to Austin Parr from Discount Fishing Tackle. Austin, how are you?
Doing excellent, Scott. How are you?
Well, good. Where are you fishing today?
You know, we're out on Chatfield today. Bite's been pretty darn solid for us. We're getting a good mixture of walleyes. Haven't seen any smallies yet today, although we did see them yesterday, and then getting some trout out here as well.
Nice. So what are you doing to catch the smattering of different fish today?
Sure. You know, right now we're kind of in a good transition period from the late summer pattern into a fall pattern. With the cold weather not quite on us yet, we're not quite into a true fall pattern yet. But we have a fish on right now. He just popped off. But we're running blade baits and jigging wraps right now. And basically what we're doing is we're trying to locate fish using our electronics. They're up on top of ridges. They're up on top of the edges of the gravel pit. And currently we're out in front of the marina. Right now there's a good set of humps. And we're positioning the boat and then casting size 7 jigging wraps as well as quarter-ounce blade baits and kind of yo-yoing them back to the boat.
Yep. That's what I was doing this morning on Cherry Creek and had a few really nice hits. I didn't get any fish in the boat, but
sure.
That's what it seemed like they were doing too. Is that's what the pattern is, right? That's with the shad populations and everything else. That's what we transition to in the fall.
Yeah, you know, and everything's going to be picking up as you get a little bit of extra cold weather as well. You know, your bite will continue to wind up getting better. I mean, right now we've done actually pretty good today, and the bite's been great for the past week. You know, as it gets a little bit colder, folks can definitely expect to have that jigging wrap bite in particular wind up really ramping up.
And Austin, there's a lot. We just finished speaking with Jim Arnold from Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club, which you know well. And, you know, we're talking about waterfowl now kicking off. And, you know, you need to know a lot of things there about there and the different kinds of ducks and all the different things and what's legal and how many and all that stuff. Man,
sure. People
definitely need to read the fishing little booklet that comes out from Colorado Parks and Wildlife on the 2016, because I mean there's different species, there's different, you know, limits you got to be aware of all that, don't you?
Yeah, you know, certainly anybody that's going to be coming out here certainly does. And, you know, the Division of Wildlife, I guess Parks and Wildlife now does a phenomenal job in outlining those regulations on any of the bodies of water that hold specific regulations outside of statewide bag limits. It's really easy to look it up. All you have to do is just get into the back of the book, look up the body of water you're going in. It's all in alphabetical order, and then you're able to, you know, see a specific limit. For instance, Chatfield and Cherry Creek, you can keep 3 walleyes, but they all have to be over 18, and only one can be over 21 inches.
Right. Yeah, and check the boat ramps when you put the boat in, because they normally have the limits there too. So absolutely, if you're not sure.
You know, it's the angler's responsibility for sure. But, speaking of keepers, though, we're getting definitely quite a few keeper fish out here as well today. We have 2 in the well, and had another one that we could have come close to stretching. we didn't wind up doing that, but, we're seeing, quite a few keeper fish, several coming a day. And, for out here in these metro bodies of water, you know how it is there, Kevin, a lot of 17 and 3/4.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so you were talking about the trout too. Are they hitting the jigging wraps or the blade baits?
They actually are.
Are they really?
Yes. Today we've caught several, nothing of a ton of size today. Yesterday we stuck one that was probably pushing 4 pounds. Mm. A real nice trout, but they are also hitting the jigging wraps. The smallmouth have been as well. However, they have not shown themselves today.
Yeah.
So, everything in this lake winds up targeting bait fish and targeting shad, and the blade baits and the jigging wraps are certainly a good representation of a dying bait fish this time of year.
And Austin, maybe when you were talking about the yo-yoing, so you're not doing a vertical jigging presentation today necessarily, you're throwing them out ways?
We've stuck a couple of fish on vertical, but by far the best presentation has been on the calf. And the main reason for that is that these fish, although they're piled up a little bit on some of the humps, they're not piled up like you would see in a summertime pattern. So being able to cast and work your way back across a hump is going to be much more productive for you than sitting on a spot and vertical jigging. So definitely, either moving below your boat and slowly moving with your electric motor or on the cast is good. But, we're on the blade baits, we're a little bit softer on our presentation, but the jigging wraps is certainly a pretty aggressive, fast-paced, snapping type of a retrieve, and you're really trying to get these fish to commit to a reaction bite.
And you're letting those baits go all the way to the bottom, then. You're not just fishing schools, let's say, like in the summer pattern where you had the shad moving around in open water. You're on spots.
Nope, everything is on the cast, making sure it's sinking down, keeping your rod tip up, and just slowly working it along the bottom. And, on the jigging wrap, every pause when you're ripping up and then reeling down your slack, you want to not reel up all your slack, but you want to make sure that jigging wrap comes back in contact with the bottom.
Right.
Austin Parr is our guest from Discount Fishing Tackle. And, Austin, just another minute with you, but I was up at the store today trying to catch you, and, man, I tell you, I walked in there, it was full of people, and I'm telling you, and you guys just keep bringing in just tremendous, tremendous products, and, I mean, just a great store that you have there. But you guys do some seminars, too, and I think that's every Saturday, right?
Yep. I'm not sure if anyone called in this Saturday, but we do free fly fishing classes that will be transitioning to an ice fishing class here relatively soon. In addition to those, we wind up doing some walleye seminars down there from time to time. I'm not actually sure what we're going to be doing on the fall schedule at the moment, but if people are interested in that, stopping in or giving us a call down at the store is certainly a good way to wind up figuring that out. But I'll be doing a fall walleye seminar down there. And then, the free fly fishing class is certainly something that everyone can take advantage of and get out there and get better on the water.
2645 South Santa Fe, that's where Discount Fishing Tackle is. They can hook you up there. No pun intended. I didn't think about that. That was catchy, though.
Yeah.
But they can take care of you, and Austin will take care of you. If you want to book a trip with Austin and catch some fish, Kevin, you should have done that this morning instead of going by yourself.
I kept driving around the lake looking for Austin, thinking he was around. But.
Yeah. You can reach Austin at 303-514-5546, 303-514-5546. So, Austin, we'll let you back at it, man. Go catch something.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott.
All right, bud. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Austin.
Again, friends of the NRA, that was our first segment today. That banquet is October the 8th. It's going to start at 5 o'clock in Longmont. Go to friendsofthenra.org, and they can help you out there with tickets there. A lot of gun giveaway. Want to thank Jim Arnold from Waterfowl Haven Outfitters as well, Dan Johnson for being with us, and Mr. Kevin Flesh. Again, Kevin is our resident fisherman and attorney. Any legal issue you need some help with, give Kevin a call, 303-806-8886. Everyone be safe. Good luck out there in the field and on the waters. And be safe and have a great, great weekend. From Sportsman of Colorado, have a good one. We'll talk to you next week.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.